to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Rolling. Benny said, we got to get you rolling here.
Rolling on the chocolate river.
I know, we got some, I understand you've got some folks in the studio that have some yummy chocolate.
Unbelievable. And it's Shasai chocolate. We had Sean and her fantastic chocolate on Glenn Brooks's hour, last hour with Vibrant Living Radio. And, well, actually, here, let's bring up her mic. She can actually say hello again.
Hi, Dr. Pat. Nice
to
meet you.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Yeah, so you're in New Jersey now, I understand.
I am finishing up my East Coast trip. And we'll be back in the saddle again on Monday.
My in-laws live in New Jersey. My husband graduated from Ocean City High. So.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Just us Jersey peeps hang together. Well, I love that you're there representing the chocolate. I know that, you know, we've had, I think, Jeanette Brooks on and Temple Swift on to talk about it. It's kind of an amazing product, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely amazing. And it's just a fascinating story, what Jeanette's history is and how she came about it and developed it. And it's just a really great American tale.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's one of these things that, you know, when you hear about it, you think, wow, it's like too good to be true. And then you actually taste it. And I actually had the experience of being in an exhibitor booth with Temple down in LA for an expo. And one of the things that I kind of watched was as they cut up these pieces of chocolate to give out to people coming by, it was absolutely amazing. People loved the chocolate and she couldn't sell it fast enough. She was actually selling the individual pieces. You know what I mean?
Yeah. People get so emotional about it. I mean, they just, you know, it's almost orgasmic. So
actually, some people will say chocolate is actually better than orgasm. You know, we could probably do a whole show on that.
Yeah,
that would be very interesting.
Both topics, I'm sure, right, Pat?
Yeah, yeah. And Jeanette has a real, real good story about the aphrodisiac qualities of chocolate. You'll have to talk to her about that next time.
Well, absolutely. Well, I'm glad you were able to bring that message to our listeners. So, thank you for taking that message to people to help all of us understand what the differences are.
Yeah, you're welcome, and we'll do more of this, and I'll look forward to meeting you.
Oh, absolutely. Well, as we say on the Dr. Pat Show, we just have so many things that we like to talk about. I want to welcome everyone. I want to welcome you to the show. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile, and we come to you live each and every day. This morning, I had an incredible opportunity for many of you. You tune in to the show that I do on Voice America, 8 o'clock Pacific time. And for many of you that heard that show today, it was a show that was focused around gratitude. I had the amazing honor to have a very special conversation with a woman that had a vision to create a very, very powerful water. And the water that many of us know is the Aqua Mantra water. But Alexandra Teklak joined me today because we were talking about the I Am Grateful Project. And we were talking about what gratitude means for each and every one of us. And I shared a little bit about how I learned about gratitude. And I didn't learn about gratitude from being grateful. I learned about gratitude from being resentful. And many people are either ashamed or afraid to kind of admit that they are on a path that's not working for them. But many of you know that you're talking to me. I am Dr. Pat, the creator of crust busting. Crust, anything you think, feel, or believe that stops you from living life full out, okay? So how does someone like me, who creates a concept to bust through limitations, how does someone like me get to learn that? Well, you know, you get to learn about the stuff you need to know. And so I've shared over and over and over again, and probably not for a long time. Benny and I have not done a show on crust busting in a long time. And actually, we're planning, I am planning to do one, because I have so many new people to the show that you don't know when the show was called Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life. And what I love about that metaphor, and you're going to hear a lot about it, not only are you going to hear about what's new with crust busting, but we're going to be sharing with you a coaching venue that we're setting up, something that will help everybody get plugged in. We're going to be setting up wisdom circles and much more, because I don't know about you, but I think that maybe not you, let me just, could have a little crust out there. You know, you could have a little something going on that's holding you back from living life full out. And so part of the conversation is, how do you recognize what it is? And then what the heck do you do about it? You know, are you willing to do anything at all about it? I have a very special guest joining me here today, someone that I've had on the show before. And we're going to be hearing from her in a minute. She is also one of the speakers at the Extraordinary People Series being held in Seattle. And I'm referring to Carolyn Mace. She's someone that has created a platform for over two decades. She is an internationally renowned pioneer in energy medicine, but she's been studying how people use their personal power. So we're hoping that we can get a hold of her today, and she'll be able to join us on the show. Because right now, I think many of us are asking ourselves, how do we thrive right now? You know, how do we be in what people are calling tough times? And do you really believe that these are tough times? And if you do believe that they're tough times, how does that affect your ability to create? And so there's a lot that we're going to be talking about. What I'm really excited to share for you is we're actually going to talk and include a crust-busting segment each day of the show. And Benny and I used to do this, and we have talked about bringing back that aspect. Even when we sit down and we pull these amazing prosperity cards, and I'm actually going to pull a card for all of us today. I actually have several cards. What I want to say to you is that we're hoping that Carolyn will be able to join us in the show today. And if not, we're going to have a blast as well. I am going to be opening up the phone lines. They're going to be calling, giving you an opportunity to call in and connect so that we can kick off 2009 in the way that we all want to. So this morning, I got to have this conversation. And look, I woke up a little grumpy today. I know Benny will say, do you really get grumpy? Yeah, Benny knows I get grumpy. But I woke up a little bit grumpy today. And I really don't quite understand why. And what I realized as I sat down at about 5 o'clock this morning and I started to plan for today's show, what I realized is what Dr. Wayne Dyer said so beautifully the other day at the opening of his new movie, Ambition to Meaning. And there's an opening of that movie that I want to just mention to you, because there are a lot of movies that open in a lot of different ways. Very few of them open with Wayne Dyer waking up from bed, you know, in his jammies, so to speak, getting up, putting his slippers on, and the first thing out of his mouth, are three statements. And the statements are, I am grateful, I am grateful, I am grateful. I mean, these are the first things that come to mind for him. This is the first thing that he utters, the words that come out of his mouth. And this was, for me, that visualization of seeing that, and of course the film in itself, was such a clear eye-opener. And so we want to make sure that we are here for you each and every day, so that if you don't have the gumption or you're not in a place where you can say, I am grateful, that we say it for you. One of the things I learned early on, let me tell you how early this is, I didn't really understand the power of the laws of the universe until mid-1990s. But when I did, I was introduced to the writing of a woman. Her name is Catherine Ponder. And many of you know who she is. But for me, her work was essential. It was broken down into bite-sized pieces that I could swallow. And I never forget coming across one of the lines in the book, and I think it was The Dynamic Laws of Prosperity, which is the big fat book. But I remember coming across a line in the book that says, gratitude and resentment cannot coexist. Gratitude and resentment cannot coexist. And so what I love by that is how she talks about the fact that you can actually, I can actually, we can actually choose a moment of being grateful and absolutely choke off. I love this analogy. We can choke off the breath of resentment. I'll say that one more time. Having a moment of gratitude, and it's a quantum moment, because this is what quantum physics is about. Having a quantum moment of gratitude chokes off the breath of resentment. You can't be grateful and resentful at the same time. Isn't that kind of mind-boggling? Isn't it mind-boggling that one is at one end of a continuum and the other? And, you know, I tried to disprove Catherine Ponder. You should have seen me back then. This was really kind of interesting. I was so crusty. Oh, my goodness. You'd have thought you were eating the Colonel's fried chicken there for a bit. But I will tell you this. I tried every way I could to disprove the fact that if you're grateful, you can't be resentful. I did everything in my power. And that's how I learned about gratitude. Not because someone said to me that gratitude was something that would help me change my life in a powerful way, more so than I had ever been. But the way that I got to learn it was by trying to disprove that statement. Today's show, and the way that we're launching 2009, is in the spirit of being divine in 09. And gratitude is the place I want to invite you to start. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll be back with the Dr. Pat Show. Hey, I'm your host, Dr. P. I'm joined by my main man, Mr. B. And we're kicking off 2009 and beyond so that each and every one of us can open our hearts and be filled with joy. And you know what? Have some fun along the way. We'll be right back with the show.
Is it possible to change your physical destiny in one critical hour without suffering or willpower? Kat James says yes. Find out what transformed Kat and others as you jumpstart your own journey to freedom from the boot camp body and beauty myths. With pioneering experts and real-life stories, Kat will get you off the merry-go-round so you can get serious about self-transformation. Are you ready to be transformed? Catch the Kat James Show Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Learn more at TotalTransformation.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat Basile, and I'm excited to announce the 2009 Extraordinary People Lecture Series. 4 nights, 4 extraordinary speakers, each with a message of hope, inspiration, and love. Join Carolyn Mace, Michael Beckwith, Gary Zukav, and Don Miguel Ruiz, all right here in Seattle. Purchase the entire series and get 4 events for the price of 3. Tickets are on sale now. Go to thedrpatshow.com for more information, event dates, and to purchase your tickets. All events will be held at the new Celebration Hall at the Center for Spiritual Living in Seattle on Sandpoint Way. Don't miss this spectacular opportunity to be inspired. Go to thedrpatshow.com for details. Series tickets would make a perfect gift for someone you care about this holiday season.
I'm Paul McCormick. Are you concerned about your money and your future? We are entering an economic crisis like never before. If you're counting on the system to take care of you, you will lose, and I don't want that to happen. Here's what I can offer. I'll give you absolutely free my 6-CD series on how to take control of your own money. All you have to do is go to my website, formulaformillionaires.com, or go to any bookstore this month and buy my book titled Secrets of the Millionaire Inside.
Are you starting a new business, signing a contract, or launching a new website or business product? Certified business and personal astrologer Madeline Gerwick uses good timing to give you the ideal time to start your new business venture. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com or call 877-524-8300. Attain higher business success and better return on resources with good timing. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com.
Are you one of the millions of overweight people who haven't succeeded on low-fat or low-calorie diets? They're too hard, aren't they? To be successful, you have to change your mind about dieting. Get the sugar out, put fat back in, eat yourself thin. I'm Karen Bentley. My sugar-free miracle diet makes weight loss easy, inevitable, sustainable. Go to sugarfreemiracle.com. That's sugarfreemiracle.com. This is the solution you've been looking for.
News, traffic, and weather. Now you can get your information fixed weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Everyone, welcome back to the show. Benny and I have some news for you, correct, Benny?
We do.
Carolyn, it doesn't look like she'll be joining us today. They had something, somewhat of an emergency come up on their end, but we've got something really exciting planned for everybody today. And so we want to welcome you back to the Dr. Pat Show. Something that I haven't done in a really long time. Benny, it's been like months, actually, right?
Oh, it's been quite a while. And, of course, we had the holidays, so this will be a great opportunity to jump back into it.
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm opening up the phone lines. And I would love to be able to pull a card for you all. If you have a comment or question, make sure you give it to Benny. There are a series of cards that I work with, including the medicine deck. And I would love to do a short reading for those of you that call in that want to start off the new year and want to set the energy and the direction in the place that you want it to be. Let's go ahead and do that, Benny, if that's okay with you.
Oh, I'm perfectly okay with that.
Let's give out that toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And what I'll be doing is I use an angel deck, I use a universal message deck, and I use what I love is the medicine cards. And so the cards represent various totems that you can that can help you understand or guide you to a place of knowing of how to move beyond something that might be holding you back. And so let me give out that number, toll-free, 1-800-930-2819. That was, like, so fast. I should slow down. 1-800-930-2819. And we're going to take your calls throughout the remainder of the show today. I'm going to try to do as many of these as possible. Our theme for 09 is Divine in 09. And so the question to ask yourself in contemplating to call in, do you want to be divine in 09? And what do you want that to mean? I'll be able to answer your questions if you're stuck at some place, if you need a little help or need a little inspiration, I would love to do that as well. Give us a call. Benny will put you in the pipeline, and off we'll go. One of the things I love about the medicine cards is, first of all, they're beautifully, beautifully done. And, you know, they represent different symbols and meanings. And in the traditions that are so exquisitely talked about in the Native American tradition. And I remember looking at these cards, and I remember working with them early on. And there was a card that I pulled, and this is kind of like an interesting lesson that I learned. There was a card that I pulled, and I believe one of the first cards I've ever pulled in the deck, my first introduction, and I believe it was the mouse. And I pulled the mouse card. And what I thought about in the minute I pulled the mouse card, I thought to myself, out of all of the different things that I could have pulled, oh, my God, what the heck is the mouse card? Is that because I have some karmic relationship with setting mouse traps at some point in time in my life? You know, why didn't I get the eagle? Why didn't I get the swan? Well, I didn't get those cards because that's not the message I needed to hear at that time. And let me just share a little bit about what the mouse says. You know, the mouse has to do with scrutiny. This is a really cool card. It's a really cool picture of a mouse, too. And, you know, in the book, they have these wonderful, wonderful poems. And so what the mouse says, listen to what the mouse says. This is, like, very cool. The mouse says, if you could see the world through your tiny eyes, maybe then I would know how to scrutinize. Every detail carries weight and true to its purpose, has its perfect puzzle place to stop the three-ring circus. I just thought about that. Every detail carries weight and true to its purpose, has its perfect puzzle place to stop the three-ring circus. Do you have a three-ring circus going on, and what does that mean? Mouse says, I will touch everything with my whiskers in order to know it. I will touch everything with my whiskers in order to know it. Isn't that incredible? But there's a paradox with that. And the paradox is that this is a great power and a great weakness. And I thought, okay, I want to find out more about this card. How can it be both a great power and a great weakness to touch everything with one's whiskers in order to know it? And so as I kept reading about what Mouse has said, the thing that I've come to know is that there is a system of knowledge. And there is a system of knowledge in the way that we absorb information and then we use information. And if Mouse is the card that comes into your consciousness today or any other day, it's a sign that you may be fearful of life, but very well organized with a compartment for everything. And so you don't have to be a Virgo to kind of be like that. You could have a little, you can be a Sagittarian like I am and have some days where Mouse comes up true to form in making sure that we understand that there is part of scrutinizing things which is important. And what does scrutinizing mean? What does that mean? It means we're going to look things over. We're going to take a peek at what's going on in the outer world as well as what's going on inside us. We're going to look at things very carefully. But here's the key. When you look at things, are you fully aware of how you're approaching them? If you look at, and I had this experience recently, if you're looking at the spider webs, the cobwebs that are caught in your window, how are you looking at them? Are you looking at a cobweb and saying, oh my gosh, I should have cleaned my house better. I don't know how that got there. You know, I've got to be better at how I take care of myself. What if my guests see that cobweb? Is that what you're doing? Or are you stepping back and looking at it and saying, oh, what a beautiful web one has weaved. What an amazing journey that Spider Woman has left here for me. And how intricate this web is. And this is what today's show is about. To be divine in 09, you have got to absolutely embrace all of the aspects of who you are. And there are some that you may want to get rid of and others that you may want to keep. But today's show is about that. It's about looking beyond. It's about looking beyond the veil, raising it up, and knowing that how you look at things, how I look at things, what happens and what doesn't happen in our lives is an opportunity for us to learn how to step away. It's an opportunity to learn how to move beyond what may seem like tragedy. But in the moment of it, it's difficult to do. Now, Benny, I know that we've been opening up the phone lines. How are we doing?
We're good, and we have a couple callers standing by if you'd like to jump to them.
Why don't we take a short break?
Okay,
and
let's
when
do
we
that.
Come back,
sure.
I will be glad to do that. We're taking your calls, 1-800-930-2819. And I'm going to see if I can help you kick off this amazing Divine and 09 energy. Please make sure you have a question ready for me. I'm going to be ready for you. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back after this break.
Energy medicine is the new frontier, and the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, a pioneer in the field, has been teaching energy medicine for over 15 years. Hospitals nationwide host their students as interns. Bring your life, work, and health to the next level. Study at the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, where they're proving your beliefs affect your health. Visit instituteofhealing.com or call 860-286-5400. That's instituteofhealing.com.
Are you suffering from chronic pain and fatigue? Are you tired of taking medications? There are solutions that are completely natural and effective. The key is to identify the root of the problem and allow your body, mind, and spirit to do the healing. At Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Darvish and her staff do just that. Treat you as an individual, find the root cause of your symptoms, and stimulate your innate healing. Call Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or visit drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
HeartPlanet.com, a positive-focused social network. Meet people who treat others well and live their best life. Join and post a profile for your positive-based business, your music, book, or creative project. Let the world know what you're up to. Go to heart-planet.com, a positive focus on meeting people, a positive focus on entertainment. Connect. Be entertained. Be inspired. Heart-planet.com.
How would you like to recession-proof yourself in 2009? Rich Gurman, one of America's most popular business and life coaches, can empower you to do just that. His affordable coaching programs will guide you to a lifestyle of great health, happiness, and prosperity. Go to richgurman.com, spelled RICHGERMAN.com, to learn more about his popular coaching 101 classes and mastermind groups. Rich Gurman will help you turn your dreams into reality.
Most of mankind's diseases are part of history, but few realize it at this time. A simple, inexpensive mineral supplement has the potential to change your life and your health. Go to thedrpatshow.com and listen to the interview with Jim Humble and Dennis Richard and learn the secrets of why your health is your choice. MMS, the miracle mineral supplement of the 21st century, can be purchased at mmsdr.com or call 760-536-6123. That's mmsdr.com.
Hey, Carol, looks like you haven't been sleeping well lately.
Yeah, Dr. Pat, I'm really upset about losing so much of our retirement fund due to the market. Do you have any ideas?
Let me tell you about my friend Tom. He told me to put my money in an Index Universal Life retirement plan. It protects me from market loss, disability, increased taxes, litigation, and the financial upset of premature death.
Wow, that sounds like a smart plan. How do I reach him?
Call Tom, Tom Liotta, at WeExcel Financial, 888-252-3000. Or his website, debtfreemca.com.
Like what you hear? Be sure and support the sponsors who support your favorite programs on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Yeah, you can see the big smile on my face because Benny was singing to me.
I don't think anybody
could hear you, though.
You're giving me away. I was not. Okay, I was.
Yeah, there you are. What were you singing?
I was singing with No Doubt and Gwen Stefani, and that was Spiderwebs.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
Well, you had made reference to it on the last break, so.
Gwen Stefani, she's not making music much these days. She's making babies.
She's making babies, and there are some beautiful babies, I might
add. I'm telling you, we love Gwen. We love Gwen. We love our listeners, too.
Oh, yeah.
Benny, I think you've got a couple of folks waiting.
Yes, let's go.
Shall we do it?
Sure. Let's bring up Carol. She's calling in from Seattle. She's working on Grace herself and would like to call forward. And it looks like she's on her way to a three-hour HR test. So, Carol, welcome to the show.
Thank you. And I want to be divine in 2009, Pat. So.
Okay. You know
like
what?
That.
Consider it done. Consider it done. So you're getting ready to go to a three-hour HR meeting?
Yeah, a test, actually. It's a test I've been studying for. And so anyways, that's that's one of the reasons I called. But the other thing that me when I was holding is I seem to have lost my voice and not speaking up. It doesn't seem like I have anything important or worthwhile to say. And that's something that in 09 I definitely want to look at and talk. Start talking.
Okay. And, you know, and so you think you've lost your voice because you have something to say, and for whatever reason, you're not saying it.
I'm not saying it. It's not important. I don't know. I used to be very talkative, very out there with my communications, and it's not happening.
Okay. So let's take a look at that. I mean, you know, there are a couple cards that, I didn't pull them. They, like, jumped right out of the deck here. And so, you know, when we think about voice and we think about how we want to portray ourselves, there are only a few, really, factors that will silence us. There really are. There aren't really a whole range of them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like we're going to sit here and come up with the continuum of reasons why one would not speak, but that's not even as important as what it would take for you to get your voice back.
Mm-hmm.
And one way to think about it is sometimes it's good for us to be at this place where we are actually pulled back and given ourselves some time to figure out what's really important to us. And the reason I say that is that when we're not speaking or when we're not standing up for what we believe in, part of what may be happening is that the things that used to be important to us aren't important anymore.
That's true. That's very
true. You
know
what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's true. I would say that's really true for me.
Yeah. I have a friend, and I'll just give you a short story. I have a friend that was a soldier in the Vietnam War and very young, went in. And up until about 5 years ago, that's all he would talk about, the Vietnam War, right, in one way, form, or another. And I met him one day, and I was waiting for him to talk about the Vietnam War, some part of it. And he had a gazillion stories, so it wasn't like I heard the same thing over and over again, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't have that story. He had a completely different story. And so here's what I want to ask you, and I've got some cards to help you along the way. How strongly do you want to get your voice back? And having your voice back will allow you to say what?
To speak up and engage and talk about what I do believe is important. And I've been shying away from that. In some respects, mainly, I don't want to engage others in who's, you know, I think everybody has the right opinion. Everybody's opinion is different.
Yep.
To sway them, because really I believe everybody is going to believe what they believe anyways, but to still maybe make my voice heard.
Exactly. So here's what I want to share with you. There are a couple of really, really cool things that have come up. And the card that I pulled for you is the alligator. And I love this card. You know, this is one of these cards, kind of, I don't know if you heard me talking about the mouse, but the alligator is another one of these cards. Do you know what the kind of theme for the alligator is? It's integration. And that's so important when we think about the messages that we want to share and bring out in our lives. And so when I think about that card and think about what you're trying to accomplish, alligator is going to help you step back and look at a rite of passage right now. It's going to tell you that something may have escaped your perception. And what I hear you saying is, what's escaping your perception is the true and complete essence of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because once you step into the essence of who you are, no one will be able to silence you. And that kind of leads to the next card that I pulled. And I love these prosperity cards. I just love them. I don't know how Heidi came up with these, but this card that literally jumped out of the deck says, "I seek approval from within." And it's a card that reflects following the path of your heart. There may be others, by the way, that disapprove of the direction or your choices. And for you, they may disapprove of what you have to say. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
The question, though, is are you going to remain true to yourself? And the only approval you really need is your own. And so if your voice is one of being spoken in terms of being right versus wrong, that may not be serving you. If your voice is a voice that very specifically has to do with your compassion for a particular subject.
Mm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the angel card I pulled for you is compassion.
Yeah.
So which one is it? Is your voice the voice of compassion? Is your voice the voice of alligator where you integrate not just your perspective, but everybody's perspective? And can you be true to yourself while at the same time acknowledging the opinion of another? And if you don't really care for what somebody else has to say, then here's my advice to you. Don't hang out with them. Just don't hang out with them. You know, this gentleman that I mentioned was a very dear friend of mine. And so, I loved him so dearly that I knew that every time we got together, we were going to relive the Vietnam War.
Mm-hmm.
And he was more important to me than my comfort level around that. So that's a choice that I would make. How comfortable are you with the choices you make and the people you're hanging out with and actually what you're sharing with them?
That's really a good perspective because I can see that with certain people, and that's very accurate. Thank you.
Okay. So if you go to, so I'm going to summarize it for you really quickly because this is going to be really helpful for you. If you go to that number one place of compassion, always, for yourself first and foremost, if you don't have compassion for yourself, there's no way you're going to have it for anybody else. It just doesn't happen that way. But that's the first place you have to go. Use the power of alligator, the great integrator, to, take all the information you have and integrate it into not only who you are, but who you are in relationship to other people, you see? Who are you in relationship to other people? And then ask yourself the question, is this the place that I want to seek a higher level of power and vibration? And if it's not, you know how to excuse yourself. Okay? So the idea then is to stay, and this is the universal law card that I pulled from you, for you. And it's really simple. It says, I stay away from negative people. I carefully choose those whom I spend my time. I give up all, listen to this. This is so cool. I give up all useless activities, association, and relationships. I surround myself with people who succeed and contribute, who manifest a positive attitude, who honor my path, and who empower me through their own light. I think that summed it up for you, don't you think?
Wow. I think that was most excellent. Thank you, Dr. Pat. Thank
you're
you very
welcome.
Much.
Thank Happy you so New much Year. For calling. Oh. And, you are divine in 09.
Thank you.
All right, have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I love doing this, Benny. I love it. Hey, we're going to take your calls, 1-800-930-2819. A very rare opportunity for me these days to, be doing these kinds of readings on air. As a matter of fact, I have so many other great guests and hosts here that I rarely get a moment to do this, and this is such a special occasion. Please give us a call, 1-800-930-2819. Are you ready to be divine in 09? If you are, I've got the time. Benny, let's take a short break, and we'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
A man walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption.
Hey, Benny, Dr. Pat's looking pretty good lately, don't you think?
Yeah, you know what? I noticed that, too. Maybe she's got some new makeup.
Nope, it's the Ageless Secret she's been using. It's an all-natural, organic, energetic cosmetic that's stronger than gravity. They say people that start using it look younger while they're getting older. It's made with purified water and special ingredients, including trace minerals, aloe, and MSM. Ageless Secret. Do you think I should start using it?
Sure, why not? And get me some, too.
Hey, guys, I heard you talking about the Ageless Secret. You've got to try it. Just a few sprays of the light mist, and my face feels tighter and smoother. The longer I've been using it, the better my results have become. You're going to absolutely love it. So go to agelesssecret.com or call 888-424-4247. That's agelesssecret.com or give them a shout at 888-424-4247 and get some now.
Did you know that nearly 60,000 dogs and cats are euthanized every year in Western Washington? Posado's Safe Haven Space Station, a state-of-the-art mobile vet clinic, travels to the areas that need help the most. Posado's is reducing the number of unwanted animals by making spaying and neutering easy, safe, and inexpensive. To check the space station schedule or to read more, please visit PosadosSafeHaven.org. That's PASADOSafeHaven.org.
Music. The stuff of creation.
What a powerful tool for healing, inspiring, and connecting us to Source.
And to each other. We'll talk about it. We'll play it.
We'll have a lively discussion with guests who are doing it.
So join us Monday and Wednesdays at 7 p.m.
Saturday mornings at 11.
Tune in to Living Music Radio on KKNW 1150 AM or livingmusicradio.com. Feel stuck with anxiety or depression? Imagine having the momentum and the tools to create emotional freedom. Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough and Empowerment Program helps you to release deeply rooted emotions from your subconscious and cellular memory, thus allowing you to access your true potential. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND or visit cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
This is Glenn Brooks from the Vibrant Living Radio Network. From terminal abnormalities to abundant reality, how do we craft and design more abundance in our lives? And how do we allow for more possibilities? Join me and my international team of contributors. Please join me in this exploration and become part of the Vibrant Living family, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., right here on Seattle's Alternative Talk, AM 1150, KKNW. Your life's precious and giant. Find the tools and resources and discover a new way of accessing those.
Notice anything different? You should. There's no other station like Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m.
In a cartoon graveyard, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Just a beer melon, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. You know, I so enjoyed the call that we just had. I learned so much from the listeners. And, you know, you all have told me that you get some incredible information from folks that call in. That was such an amazing call because I wanted to talk a little bit more about alligator. And it's alligator is kind of like mouse. As a matter of fact, if you go to the medicine card series and the book, I believe that alligator is one of the last cards that was added to the deck. I have a very, very old deck at home, and my deck, I think, goes up to 40. This particular deck goes up to, I think, 52. And what I started to look at is I started to look at the meaning of alligator and integration. And here's what I want to share about it. This is a totem that we don't talk about very often. As a matter of fact, alligator doesn't really have a high standing in the realm of human beings. And, you know, many of you know that. Here's what I want to share. The powerful gift of alligator medicine is to fully appreciate and integrate all that life offers. And I was speaking earlier today about gratitude and how we integrate all aspects of life. On the one hand, I talked earlier about mouse, who calls us to scrutinize everything. You know, the mouse and the mouse whiskers, as the mouse goes along his or her way, touches many, 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 many things along the way. And out of that comes up with a checkpoint each time of, is this something I want? Is this something I don't want? you know, and does this in a somewhat intuitive and very quick way. Now, if we take mouse's energy to scrutinize everything, and we take alligator, whose message is to integrate everything, isn't this kind of cool? Mouse, scrutinize everything, alligator to integrate it. And so when we take those two spirit energies, what we come up with is learning how to value and learning the value of thoroughly digesting both the pleasures and pains of life. And this is what today seems to be today that I'm talking about. How do we both digest? I mean, not just simply digest. There's digestion and then there's digestion, but thoroughly digest both the pleasures and pains of life. Why is it important for us to do that? And so in many ways, alligator's medicine is reflected in its behavior. When a gator rolls under the water with its prey, its message is to roll with the punches when being attacked by life circumstances. Carefully storing its prey under a log, or, you know, working with this way to be in survival at the same time as being entangled. And so choosing to laugh when tangled in our own seriousness can immediately diffuse the stranglehold of anger and judgment, self-importance, and inflexibility. I'll say that again because it's so important. It's kind of like getting back to what I said earlier. You know, early on, I was stumped, literally stumped, by one sentence I read out of a big, fat, thick book that was handed to me by someone that knew me, who said to me, you need to read this book. That book was The Dynamic Laws of Prosperity by Catherine Ponder. And I have to tell you that I really didn't read the book initially. I happened to open to a page, and the page that I opened to, there are never any mistakes with this. Let me just tell you, if you ever pick up a book and you think, I'm going to flip through here, pay attention to the first page you go to. And scan the page and see if there's a message. Well, I went to the page that said, very clearly said, gratitude and resentment cannot coexist. And so when we look at gator's medicine and what it means, we're looking at the opportunity to laugh in the face of seriousness, to laugh in the face of anger, to laugh in the face of judgment, to laugh in the face of self-importance and inflexibility. Because that laughter will help remove some of the rigidity that each and every one of us has, better known, in my terms, better known as crust. It is that stuff that you absolutely can feel in your body, on your skin, in every breath you take. And so this is such an important and powerful way to begin the year. Divine in 09 is our theme. That's going to be what we focus on in every show we do and every time we connect with you. It is our wish for all of us to be able to know in every breath we take, every moment of the day, everything we do, everything we celebrate, that we are truly divine. Now, if you've been rushing through life and not taking the time to stop and count your victories or to digest your rites of passage, it's time to do that. It's really time to step back and honor our progress. I was talking with someone, Alexander, earlier today, and she and I were kind of reflecting on, I think Oprah had a show this week, and I believe the show is about gratitude, and one of the people in the audience was asked, and I think Oprah asked the woman, And she said, well, you know, what are you grateful for? And the woman said, nothing. And Oprah said, you're not grateful of anything. And the woman said, no, I'm not grateful. And I think Oprah went back and said something like, well, aren't you grateful you're breathing? And I'm thinking to myself, dude, like, aren't you grateful you're like on Oprah? But there are people, and myself, there are points in time in my life where I couldn't find gratitude. You know, I reflect back to, and I shared this earlier, I think a week or so ago, I shared what it was like to be 17 years old and to literally be homeless, you know, to not have a home. And I don't reflect back on that memory that often. But what I know is that if at 17, I was able to craft a life for myself, even if it required me to work three jobs. And by the way, I loved all three jobs. And I've talked about a couple of them. One of them was selling hot dogs at a hot dog stand. Another one was cleaning fish. And, you know, the third job that I did was selling cold cuts in a deli kind of environment. And I loved all three. But I reflect back on the gumption, so to speak, that I had at 17. And when I feel like I'm tired, or I ask, what is it all for? Or how do I continue? Or how are we going to, you know, make this radio show be what the listeners want it to be? I reflect on a few moments in time. And I reflect on one moment in particular, and I want to share it with you. I've never shared this really before. I remember being 17 years old and not knowing where to go. And the only thing I knew was that I could probably go to a hotel. And I remember driving down Route 22 in Greenbrook, New Jersey. And I had literally had no money, had a little gas in my car. And I saw the lights, the Greenbrook Motel. And intuitively, I drove in there. And I remember driving in there and walking up and saying, look, I have no place to stay tonight. And I remember the gentleman behind the desk kind of looking at me, didn't really even ask me my name, you know, saw that I was pretty distressed. And I said to him, I don't have any money to give you. And I said, I have three jobs, but I would be willing to pay you once I get paid. Can you give me a room? And I remember in that moment the power of asking for what you want. There couldn't be any room for compromise in that moment. If I didn't speak up and say, I want a place to sleep tonight, I probably could have slept in my car, although I didn't really think about that. And to my surprise, he handed me a key for the room. And I never forgot that. I never forgot his face. I never forgot that experience. And so when I think about today and how difficult it seems to be from moment to moment for each of us to ask for what we want and to pray that our lives are filled with joy and peace and abundance and caring and integration and scrutiny and whatever it is you might want, I'm again reminded. And I'm reminded of the power that we have within us to manifest what we want. Now, since that moment of 17 and the years that have certainly passed, I will tell you this. I got a little crust that I developed along the way. And then it became my mission to get rid of it and to help other people do the same. Because there's a sense, there's such innocence and a sense of fearlessness from that 17-year-old that stood in front of a man that she didn't know in a hotel on Route 22 asking for a place to sleep. And I tell you, when you think about not being grateful, I go back to that moment. And I sit here today in complete gratitude for the compassion that that man had. And I often wonder what my life would have been like had that not happened in that way. No need to even think about that, because grateful, being grateful and gratitude says it all. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I love doing this show with each and every one of you. And I know that all of us will be divine in 09. And as my commitment to you all listening to the show, to have fun in doing it, and for you to join me and the team at the Dr. Pat Show, Benny, Carol, Bobby, Nick, all of the folks that support us and what we do, KKNW, for being amazingly supportive to step into the divine nature of who you are. And I'm telling you, I am jumping up and down in joy about it. Stay tuned. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, more with the Dr. Pat Show.